I'm excited because today I am sharing with you a wonderful coaching session that I had with Eileen, mom of two. I can't wait for you to listen in to the practical advice that I give her so that she can fit fitness into her busy lifestyle as a teacher, as a mom, and she's going back to work after her maternity leave is over. And she's doing that real soon, and she has some goals that she wants to accomplish. So I'm here helping her in this coaching session. Can't wait for you to listen in. Let's go.
Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this.
Hey, Mama, are you struggling to figure out when you're going to work out during your busy day? I know you're spending a lot of your time taking care of your baby, and it feels like you're not getting anything accomplished, but you just want to get some workout time in, right? You just want to find a block of time in your day to work out, but you don't know how you're going to do it. You don't know when the right time is. You're getting burnt out. It's just exhausting to even think about working out. So why even start? Well, I want you to start, and I want to help you get started with your workouts. As a new mom, as a postpartum mom, there's a way to fit fitness into your busy day, and I can help you with that. And I help a lot of moms with coaching sessions. So if you're ever interested in chatting with me to figure out when the right time is to work out, what to do during your workout, how much time you should spend, and how are you going to make this a commitment? How are you going to make it a habit? Forever, right? We want to work out for the rest of our lives. And if you're with me and you want to live to 100 and you want to work out all the way until your 100th birthday, I want to help you get there because that's my goal. And it's going to make for a really good life, especially right now, because we want to live and enjoy life, moving and grooving with our kids because they are fast. So if you are interested in learning about my coaching session, see if we're a right fit for each other, you can just fill out the form in the show notes to ask some questions, see if we're a good fit, and we can see if coaching is the right thing for you, or maybe it's just a simple email that I can help you out with. Who knows? So go ahead and fill out the form below and just ask some questions, and I'd love to help you out. But today, we are going deep into a coaching session that I had with one of my students, Eileen, and I can't wait for you to hear what her life is like now and where it's going to go with the tips that I gave her and the advice that I gave her moving forward, because she's going back to work and she wants to lose weight and she wants to change her body. But how is she going to do that when she's starting a new full-time job and has a little baby because she's a newly postpartum mom? So how is she going to do all these things and juggle in the health factor with her new lifestyle going back to work full-time? Well, you'll see. Come on into our coaching session, listen in, and I have some amazing tips for her that you can implement in your life as well. All right. Well, welcome, Eileen. Thank you for being here. And I'm excited to do this little coaching session with you. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, how many kids you have, what their ages are, and if you had all the time in the world, what would be the hobby that you'd want to do the most?
All right. So I am an older mom. I'm going to be 38 in April. And I have two kids. My youngest one was born late December, so he's almost 3 months, and my older one is 3 going on 4, And I teach kindergarten. I'm going back to work on Monday, March 25th. And if I had all the time in the world, I would like to go hiking and backpacking more. That's something that we did as a family before we had our youngest one.
Yes, I actually love to go hiking as well. And my husband wears the backpack where we put the baby in the backpack. I've never been able to do that. I feel like I'd be completely out of breath, wouldn't be able to hike. But I will tell you this, I have four and my three are really good hikers. And my fourth one was always in the backpack. And now that she's older, she still doesn't want to hike because she was always in the backpack. So start them young for sure, going on little hikes. And they will grow up to love hikes as well.
Good advice. I will keep that in mind.
Yes, just take them along with you, but they will fall, they will slip, but it's just fun. It's a good time. Awesome. Well, so we're here today to help you with, your fitness. That's what we're going to be talking about, is how can I help you most with your fitness goals? So tell me a little bit about what are you struggling with the most when it comes to fitness now that you're in that postpartum stage with your second?
I'm struggling to fit back into my pre-pregnancy clothes. Right now I'm very comfortable in like just dresses, but for kindergarten, it's kind of hard to wear dresses all the time. So I'm really looking to do that. But the thing I guess I'm struggling with that is I don't want to lose my milk supply necessarily, because I don't want to lose the weight, too fast. But I want to feel good about myself. I want to feel good for my family and have the energy and look good too.
Yeah. Are you having low energy? Explain that to me.
Right now I'm used to sleep deprivation. So, but I'm looking forward to when my youngest one sleeps through the night so I can have a little bit more time. He only wakes up once during the night, which isn't bad, but,
That's excellent. But yes, of course, that one waking in the night completely drains you. And going back to school as a kindergarten teacher, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You have to wake up early. So what time do you plan to wake up to get to school on time?
So that we can get everyone out the door, 5:15.
5:15, you're waking up and you're leaving.
And
what time?
And then going, right at 5:15, I'd be going right into breastfeeding. And then he usually goes back to sleep for a little bit, so that I would get ready for the day and be out the door by 7:15, 7:20.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good that you have that planned out. That's a good first step, that you have your morning planned out, because having that morning routine is going to help you to fit in a fitness routine if you decide that you want to work out in the morning. And that's what we're going to talk about. Before having children, did you work out consistently, or is this something new that you want to start?
I was working out more actually with my first pregnancy. I worked out throughout the pregnancy and until almost the very end when COVID hit. I was doing fitness videos, and one of the other teachers was teaching, oh my goodness, I can't remember. It's some kind of like karate mm-hmm. and stuff. And I was doing it on the Zoom meetings when he would host it, even at 9 months pregnant. So I was I would just modify it. And this pregnancy, I'm sorry to say, I kind of dropped off.
Yeah. And that's common. So. Yeah, that's common to happen for sure. But at least you've had that pattern in the past of having consistent workouts. And did you like those workouts?
I did. They made me feel good about myself, and you would think that like exercising would make you tired and stuff, but it actually gave me like a second wind, so I could keep going and do what I needed to get done.
Yes, that's exactly what I teach people. It's hard to get started. That's the hardest part, is getting started. But once you get started and you get that routine of exercising consistently, you will definitely feel more energized, even with lack of sleep, for sure. It's like the cure, for giving you energy. So that's good. And I'm probably going to utilize that you were using these, I'm just going to call them karate style workouts. Like a Tai Bo, anything like Tai Bo, or do you know what it was?
No.
That's okay.
Oh, and he was the librarian too. I don't remember what it
I
was.
don't know what it is. Well, we'll call them karate style workouts. If that was something that you did consistently during pregnancy that you could tolerate during pregnancy, I think I'm going to have you start with that again. Of all exercises, that's the hardest part is figuring out what kind of exercise is right for you and how much time should you spend doing these workouts and what time of day. So let's figure out the time of day for you because you have a very early morning and your morning is packed with a lot to do to get the whole family out the door. What is your afternoon, evening looking like?
School, the students leave at 3. I'm gonna say they're done by 3:15, and we have them on the buses and they're gone. And then I am scheduled to stay at school at least till 3:45. And after school is then for like lesson planning and stuff like that. What I was thinking was possibly working out a couple of days after school. They actually have a workout room in the kindergarten hallway.
Do they really?
And stuff with weights and stuff, but I haven't been able to make use of that for at least the last 3 months now, being on maternity leave. And then before I was trying to like, oh, here's all my sub plans for my teacher that was taking my maternity leave. But then I usually what I was doing before the youngest one was born is I was leaving by like 4:15, 4:30. And I go pick up, well, my daughter's at preschool, so she just comes with me. So she's at school with me after school. She doesn't go home or go to after school care. She's in the classroom with me. And then we go home. What will happen is I'll be picking up my youngest from childcare, and then we'll be going home, making dinner, and then hanging out with my children because I won't get to see them during the day. And then hopefully getting in bed by 9:30
Yeah,
at
that's great. I have so many
that's my
ideas already.
goal.
No, this is good. This is really good. So I'm going to 100% utilize that workout room in your school. And here's how I like to do this. We're going to habit stack. So habit stacking, meaning you have a routine in place already that you're a teacher, you're in school, and the same time every day your students are leaving the school. If you can immediately, the moment that they're gone, those kids are gone, and I know you said that you had to get your daughter from preschool, are you actively going to get her or does someone bring her to you?
They usually bring her to me. Sometimes I have to go track her down, but
So if they're bringing her to you, could they bring her to you in that workout room?
I think they could if I ask them nicely.
So I would love that. For that, cons like, you now have an accountability person of whoever's bringing your daughter to you, and they're always going to bring her to you in that workout room, and you are expected to be in that workout room. And if you pick, let's just start with 3 days a week. I always love Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but that actually depends on you and your energy, and maybe you're burnt out by Friday. I'm not sure. So, what days of the week do you feel like are your easiest days that you'd have energy to work out?
Wednesday is probably the hardest one just because we do have my daughter in gymnastics too. One day a week.
So, do you think Tuesday, Thursday would be good?
Tuesday, Thursday would probably work the best for during the week to start off with. And
Let's do Tuesday, Thursdays. In the workout room where you talk to your preschool teacher for your daughter and say, every Tuesday, Thursday, you're gonna drop her off in my workout room at the school. And you need to decide how much time do you want to work out because I don't want you doing a very lengthy workout to start. So you're just getting into school, you're gonna be getting back into the routine of teaching again, but we don't want to burn you out with these workouts. So I'm actually thinking of just a 15-minute workout. And again, that depends on your daughter's schedule too. But I'm really thinking start with 15 minutes for about 2 to 3 weeks, to be honest. I'm not worried about the length of your workout. I'm more concerned about let's get this habit in place. So we're going to do 15-minute workouts Tuesdays and Thursdays for let's just say 3 weeks straight. And Then what I was going to add as a bonus for you is picking either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday where you're doing a family workout, where you are, maybe your husband is with the baby and you're including your 3-year-old with you in some kind of workout, whether that's the hike or the walk up the street or doing something fun in the house with a workout video. Because 3-year-olds will definitely work out with you and they'll have so much fun. And it's gonna be like, I have a few podcast episodes on this that I can link them in the show notes, but where when you teach your kids to work out with you, they eventually are going to ask you to work out. So you're gonna be tired and you're like, oh, sweetie, I'm so tired. I don't want to work out today. And she's gonna be like, no, I want to do it. Let's do it. We always do it on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. Let's wake up and do our workout. So try to incorporate her in your 1 day a week workout. And then she's going to start telling you to exercise. And then your husband's going to watch and he's going to want to join in on the fun. So I definitely want you to incorporate one workout that's like a family style workout.
And we've been trying to, well, when the weather cooperates, because right now it's kind of in limbo, back and
Yes.
forth between cold and warm. We've been
Yes.
trying to go for family hikes already on Saturday or Sunday.
Good. And that counts. So I want you to mark that off on a calendar. So get a calendar that is specifically for your workouts. And I would actually keep it in, like, if you have a school bag that you take to work, keep this calendar in your office, in your school bag, and mark it off so that every Tuesday, Thursday, you're going to start to see these columns of Tuesdays and Thursdays are marked off. And then if you do your family workout, like a walk or something, come Monday morning, you just mark it off for the weekend.
Okay.
So I do want you to start tracking that for sure. And then the other thing I was going to tell you is, I don't think you're in our student community or in our community of, have you joined our Facebook group? It's the
I actually don't have
You don't have
Facebook.
Facebook.
No.
Okay. Well, then we won't be able to do that then. But I was going to say, you know, in the Facebook community, you could show us your calendar. And so that we're like, you know, checking on your calendar, but you can email me. I know we email each other.
Okay.
So email me your calendar and take a little picture of it and just say, like, look at my calendar for the week or look at my calendar for the month so that we are looking at that together.
Okay.
Because the next thing I was going to say is, you need to have someone that's checking in on you because it's so easy for us to just be like, oops, I'm skipping a workout. So, what I was going to say is there someone in your life, whether it's another teacher at the school or a friend or a family member who loves fitness? Can you think of anybody?
I think I might be ahead of you on this one too a little bit, but
Okay.
I have a friend that lives up in Canada,
Okay.
and another friend too, and we're in a mom chat together. We went to college together, and we all
Okay.
have kids about the same age. And she is trying to get back into fitness, so we've been putting on the chat like, "Hey, I did this today,"
So
and
good.
just kind of get back into it.
That is so good. That
Hold
is
each other
key.
accountable.
It is very important. And with any habit that we're trying to do, whether that's, you know, cutting sugar out or, you know, just working out more consistently, we need to have someone in our life that's going to check on us. And it's like I said, you can just so easily just hide in our own, you know, old habits. But if someone's asking you, did you work out this week? You're gonna want to say yes. So that's good. Keep that going. And even if your friends don't respond or if they don't, you know, if they fall off the habit, you know, try to be that key person that's like, hey guys, let's keep going. Here's my calendar. This is what I did this week. Get really involved in that because that could be the answer to everything for you is just having this group of women supporting you for sure. That's so good. Okay, so I think what we're going to do is we're going to have you work out right after school, Tuesdays and Thursdays. You're going to do 15 minutes. And what exercise are you going to do? That's the next thing. What do you want to do?
So I told you my husband's a PT as well, but he
Yeah.
works usually with geriatric patients or patients that have had surgery, which are mostly older adults. And you had the standing exercises. He has some of them were a little bit too easy for me to do, so he has modified them for the upper body and the lower body
Good.
workout. So I've been trying to do those like every other day, but I think with going back to school, like you said, I had doing it on Tuesdays and Thursdays to start, and then
Perfect.
building up more would be good. Because sometimes even with have well, this is spring break right now for us. Having the 3-year-old home right now is hard to make time to do it. So,
Yeah,
and I'm
that's why I really like you doing it at the office at I keep saying the office, but at school, because you'll have less distractions of wanting to cook dinner and wanting to clean and doing all those things.
Yes.
You can get really focused on that. So that's great. And yeah, keep doing that standing workout with all those modifications. That's really good. And I think the other thing we were going to talk about was your milk supply. And so what I want to just say to that is it's really important that you eat several snacks throughout the day with your three main meals, because if your blood sugar starts to drop, it's going to really slow down that milk supply. So
Okay.
keep your snacks handy at school, even if it's between classes. I don't know how that's going to work with your schedule, but really think about protein-rich snacks, vegetables with maybe if you like hummus or dip. Try to pack these snacks because having that ready to go is going to really regulate, your sugar levels. I think that will help alone. And then drinking a lot of water. So I'm a big advocate for increasing your water intake and tracking your water intake. So in your calendar that you're working out, I also want you to write down how many cups of water. So like just in the corner of your box of your calendar, just write, I drank 2 cups or I drank 5 cups or however many cups, just so you could get a visual. Because
Okay.
once the month is over, you're going to see, oh, I just drank 3 cups of water, most of the month. I really need to increase it next month. So write that down as well.
I am very guilty of not drinking, well, especially when I'm teaching, not drinking, because especially kindergarten, you can't go to the bathroom exactly
No,
every.
I know. That's the hard part. I know. So you might want to focus your water drinking when school's over then. And after you're working out, you're going to be thirsty anyway. So maybe the car ride home, you drink as much as you possibly can after work. That's a good time to get it in.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. And yeah, I think we covered almost everything that I think you wanted to cover. And so action items moving forward. I want to make sure that you know what to do moving forward. You're going to have a talk with your husband about how, hey, I'm going to be working out Tuesday, Thursdays after work. Can you help me with that time and making sure I'm doing it? You're going to talk to whoever in the preschool, make sure your daughter's getting to the right place at the right time. You're going to talk to your friends in your chat, telling them the new plan that you're going to do. And you're going to get some kind of calendar with some kind of really fun marker that you're going to keep with you at work. And you're going to track it. And then you're going to email me. I'm going to give you 2 weeks.
Okay, sounds
When do you
good.
go back? When do you go back again?
On Monday, this coming Monday.
Yes. Okay. This is
Yeah.
perfect timing. This was so good. So let's check back in 2 weeks to see how the calendar's looking. And obviously we have grace because we're moms and sometimes this doesn't work out perfectly, but as long as we keep chatting about it and we keep going back to the plan, don't let too many weeks go by where you're not doing it. So let's just make sure that we keep going back. And if you have to re-listen to this recording, and get motivated again, we
Oh,
got to do
I
it.
will. And then what would you say, like after the 3 weeks of doing like two workouts, the Tuesday, Thursday, and then the weekend, would you say then to try to bump it up to 3 days for,
So let's think about a little bit of cardio. Do you have a type of cardio that you love to do?
I don't remember. I'm okay walking on the treadmill. I like going for walks around the neighborhood.
Okay. And the weather's going to be getting nicer. So,
Oh,
how
until
about,
summer.
well,
Summer
where are you
gets really
located?
hot in Arkansas. So it's boiling hot in the summer. So
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like flip-flop of what I am. Okay. So let's take advantage of the weather while it's good and do as much cardio walking outdoors, and then we can revisit that again. But I think if you enjoy the walking, I wouldn't do anything other than the walking for your cardio, but you just have to pick up the pace. That's what I tell a lot of moms is you don't want to just go for a leisure walk and your heart rate just stays, 100. You want to get your heart rate, up to 110, 120, 130. So once your heart rate is high, that's when you're going to get that cardio burn.
Okay.
So I don't know if you have a fitness watch of any kind where you can track that.
I was looking at some actually.
Yeah, there are
And
some really good ones that are expensive, and there's some cheap ones. So even if you just get one that tracks your heart rate, that's the most important thing. Heart rate and the steps. I do like tracking steps
the
too.
steps.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if the workout room at school has the treadmill that has I think they have the really cheap treadmills that only stay flat. What we were doing before we moved to our current location in Arkansas was we were going to the apartments had a gym, and we would put the treadmill up like on a slant
Yes.
and walk like going 3 miles an hour at, I don't know, 12% grade or
Yeah.
whatever the number was. I mean, it was pretty steep in that for like a
Yeah.
half hour. But I don't remember if those treadmills at school have it like that. I want to say they weren't that
Okay.
fancy.
I would say you can definitely increase the incline with a few books. You don't need to go super high, but I would encourage you to increase the speed.
Okay.
And the speed, I mean, both are good. I mean, it's really your preference if you like to go slow and increase the incline or, have it at a flat and then go faster. Both are the real important thing is just seeing if your heart rate goes up.
Okay.
That's the most important thing. So you'll have to see what works best for you and your body. Make sure your knees feel okay. Your husband's a physical therapist, but I'm always, checking. When you get back to working out postpartum, you're gonna feel some, twinges in your body. They're like, oh, why do I feel like this? It's because we haven't worked out, at this degree in a long time, and we're still lax and the hormones are still in us. So just pay attention to even the smallest things that are happening in your body, and then take it down a notch if you feel something is off. But I think you'll do great. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
All right.
thank you, Dr. Jenna.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was so great chatting with you. And yeah, I can't wait to talk to you in a few weeks.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I so enjoyed having a coaching session with Eileen. And if you are interested in receiving coaching from me, if you want to see if we are a good fit, you can just fill out a survey below in the show notes and we can chat through whether or not you would benefit from my services. I'd love to help you figure out your perfect schedule for your lifestyle so that you can exercise more consistently and I can help you zone in on the perfect workout routine for you and your lifestyle. Well, I absolutely loved hanging out with you today, and remember to always live core strong. Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at www.livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.